That would have been another one. Christy,
do we need another episode talking about soft taints?
Christy is having monkey taint issues.
Yep. It's not a monkey.
It's a sloth.
It's a sloth.
Sloth taint.
I don't think monkey was the issue with that statement.
Yeah. And her issue is, no, get it right. It's a sloth taint.
It's a sloth, damn it.
That's so way different than a monkey taint. If stop falling out of it, it wouldn't be so bad. I guess that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. This sloth has apparently been to the tattooers.
Ain't my problem.
It's a. I thought that was a Fila symbol.
It is.
So it's a Fila sloth.
It is a Fila sloth, yes. Because these make awesome sloths. You want a Fila my sloth?
Well, yes.
Man, I get slapped when I try to use that thing all the time.
How very slothy.
Saucy.
Hello, and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy 8 Tabletop Gaming Podcast. We're all being really goofy.
Imagine that.
That never happened. Standard on that issue.
Christy started it.
It might have happened.
For the record, I always do. I'm not child tractor beam for nothing.
So this is Michael, and I'm here with a bunch of goofy nerds.
Yay, nerds!
Say hi, goofy nerds.
Greetings.
Let's quickly go around the table and just say greetings and whatever you want to say. And we're in different order tonight, so don't get confused.
Oh my God, I don't like this mic.
I know.
This is not my end of the table.
Why are we making Tractor Beam go first?
Right.
Right? You made like the crazy one go first, and look at how I'm peaking.
She's already off topic.
I know it's cold.
2 seconds.
All right, she said hi. Moving along, we have not a first time guest, but a second time guest.
Hi, it's Alicia.
You may remember her from last year's Halloween fiasco. I guess she only plays on Halloween, but anyway.
That's what you get out of witches.
Next.
Wow.
Boom, boom, change.
This is Vince. Hi, how you doing?
Vince is on the wrong side of the table as
and
well.
Next we have a virgin.
Be gentle. I'm David. The safety word is banana.
We make no promises.
Banana.
The safety word is banana.
We might just take that as a suggestion.
I love you.
Hello, everyone. It's Dan, and unlike everyone else, I am not waving at the microphone.
I didn't wait.
Yeah, he is. He's lying. He's lying right now.
What? Like, we don't want to be rude to the microphone. It's doing all the work here.
And who's next?
Kitty.
You had to think of what your name is?
It's difficult sometimes.
Oh, okay. Your name is difficult. I can see
which
that.
Which name is she going with today?
I don't know. All her characters always named Kitty, too, so.
That is the usual.
Yeah, it's my rig. Guys, I just want to say that I got my first PvP title last week, and I'm really excited about it. And my hunter is at a level 905.
Excuse me while I yawn.
Excuse me while I try to translate what she just said.
I think it has something to do with WoW.
What she said is, I play WoW.
That's all I heard. All right.
Joseph?
And a bunch of jargon you don't understand. That's the rest of it. And Joseph.
Who else wants to say it? Come on.
And this is our second annual. Can you believe we've been around long enough to do a second annual anything?
We got
and
fans now. We got people that pay
no
us money.
Comments.
Still no comments on
one. We have one.
I just like it.
We do get some likes.
I comment sometimes.
You don't count. I mean, you count.
But not
he
really.
He counts.
You know what I mean.
You matter. He counts
you
a lot.
I have made him matter.
He may have to take his shoes off to do it, but he counts just fine.
Apparently, our listeners are too cool for Facebook because we do have a lot more
Maybe
listeners
we
than
we
have
Twitter.
Facebook followers.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram? You going to put out pictures?
Let's take pictures on that microphone.
I'm old. What is that for Instagram?
It's something to do with nudity.
Food,
wait,
right?
What?
I think it's
really?
I need
to get on this.
That's all I ever see is food on it.
Yeah, isn't that place where, like, Kim Kardashian always posts her butt pictures?
There's enough space on Instagram for those?
No.
Well, back on topic. Last year, we did a Halloween fiasco, and I edited it and put music and sound effects with it, and it was kind of rough because I wasn't all that familiar with the audio editing software, so we're going to try it again and see if I can do a better job this time.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good.
I believe in you.
I thought you did a great job.
Everyone should go back and listen to that.
You know, that's the only one I haven't actually listened to.
Because you weren't in it, right?
Shame.
Right?
Shame.
You only like to listen to yourself, right?
Shame.
So I was going to use a...
fuck all y'all.
Okay.
There's our mature rating. I got that covered.
I had to earn it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. By the way, just a reminder, this we do have explicit language on this podcast, in case you didn't know.
Oh, yeah, you're going to tell them now. Wait, there's explicit language?
They put the rating for a reason, right?
That's
about as useful as ratings at end of movies.
Don't worry. iTunes and all of them have a big E up on everything we put up there.
Oh,
makes us feel
for
good.
A E for everyone?
A E for no, A for explicit.
Oh, see, that's just mixed messages.
I know, right? You get little kids going, hey, I want to listen to this. That sounds great.
We are explicitly cool.
Have you played online with little kids lately? They're much worse.
Dude, yeah, I hate kids.
That's why you have
wait,
a dog.
Didn't we all start off as one?
It's because you're not cooking them.
I can tell I'm going to have a hard time keep staying on track tonight. All right, so we were going to do...
This one about little children hipsters.
Oh, my God, no.
No, we want to have a good time.
We were going to do Small Town Dark Woods, but then I got to looking at it, and I was like, yeah, that's not all that great, so maybe I'll try my hand at writing my own fiasco playset again, but I got...
Yay!
A little
it
bit
went
of,
well last time.
I got a little bit of grief from the last one because I didn't write the whole thing myself.
Oh,
I didn't get grief.
I didn't get
that much grief.
Himself, apparently.
Me, myself. So this one is totally me, original. All me. Well, not really. Actually,
your name is upside down.
No, you don't have to qualify. All you.
It's all me. But what I did was I went on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes and looked up the 50 greatest horror movies of all times. All time and stole all the tropes from all those 50 horror movies.
You could have also just gone to TV tropes.
Yeah, I think I did see that also.
Where were you when he was looking for them? Jeez, that would have been helpful.
So, for those of you who don't know
how, didn't ask for help.
Those of you who don't know how to play Fiasco, which includes David, we'll give a quick synopsis of how to play Fiasco. And
I always need those.
Yeah, you always need those. First of all, we have
It's been a year. Yeah, I definitely need it.
With this many people, we have a huge pile of dice in the middle of the table, which are... There are 16 black dice, 16 white dice out there. And what are we going to use those for? Who wants to tell us?
Projectiles.
Joseph.
To throw at people.
You can.
I mean, to roll, yeah.
And then what are we going to do with once we roll them?
That's what we're going to use to basically kind of set the scene, sort of, like, we set all our character relationships and all that good stuff.
Relationships, objects, locations. Needs, and locations, which are going to set up how the fiasco goes, and then we're going to play two acts, which each have two scenes for each person, so that's going to be a lot of scenes with this many people, so... So
some of the scenes may be short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way it goes is when it's Christy's turn, she says, I want to establish a scene or I want to resolve a scene. If she wants to establish a scene, she says, I want in this scene me and Kitty and Vince, and this is where we're going to be, and this is what's going to be happening. And generally, some kind of idea of what she wants to get out of the scene. And then we decide, while the scene is going on, whether the scene is going to go well for her or poorly for her. If it goes well, she gets a white die. If it goes poorly, she gets a black die.
And the first
time around, you give the dice
away. Yeah, first act, you give the dice away. And,
sorry.
That's all right.
Quit flushing that sloth taint at everybody.
The sloth taint is sewed up. I'm just trying to make his leg not be lumpy.
He's a nice, neat little fucker.
So,
I
Vince, do you want to read the... The score for Nightmare Village, which is what I call this playset.
All right.
I like how the legs have little
thingies. Creekwood is a peaceful village near Jefferson Forest in St. Gertrude Creek. Creekwood appears to be the perfect little getaway spot for the weekend or a nice place to settle down.
Pick up a little.
Come for the weekend or pick out the perfect cottage for retirement. Either way, you will never forget your stay in Creekwood. Nightmare Village is made up of horror movie tropes from the 50 best horror movies ever made, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Movie night.
Get Out. Psycho. Rosemary's Baby. It Follows.
I love Rosemary's Baby.
Let the Right One In. Aliens. The Cabin in the Woods. Don't Look Now. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Carrie. The Loved Ones. Reanimator. The Village. The Host. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Friday the 13th. Halloween. Scream. Poltergeist. Firestarter. Muppet.
All right.
I disagree with several of those.
I do,
okay.
Too.
As being in the top 50, you mean? Yeah. That was Rotten Tomatoes, not me. So somebody roll all them there dice.
I want to do it.
I'll grab some and start rolling.
You can roll those.
You get to roll.
The colors don't matter for what we're doing right now, just the numbers. So we're going to sort those out by numbers, all the ones together, all the twos together, on down the line. And
so sixes, fives,
four. Here's a five. Three. Here's a five.
Three.
And who would like to go first?
Let's start here.
All right.
So he gets a chance to see it.
All right. So let me just give you the relationship page and give me everything back that you have, Vince, except the relationship page there. Actually, give them all to me.
Fine. Just take them all.
Because I'll need them next. Right. So we have every number, right. And what are we short of on the numbers?
We have every number, the smallest amount we have are ones. We only have two ones.
And only three fives.
So and while Joseph is looking, I'll read the relationship titles. Family, professional, criminal, romantic, dark, and bizarre.
We got a lot of sixes. Let's go with the bizarre for David and...
Dan. So they're going to write bizarre on the green card.
How long have you been playing with him?
That's the basis of
you forget a lot of things. Don't give me that.
I'm
expecting
more out of you.
Yeah, bizarre.
I go this way, right?
Which way we go? I don't know.
Isn't this the way we go?
Whichever way we want to go now is the way we will go now.
Oh, these are great.
Let's give Alicia and Vince a romantic. Number four.
We do have a lot of fours.
Did
somebody
give
a six
out for us?
I'm going to give them a two to further define them as the horny teenage couple.
Alicia and Vince are the horny teenage couple.
All
right. Yay.
Your turn, Alicia. Need to pick a top category for somebody, or you can define their bizarre.
I'm sorry the moment I saw that.
Vince, grab those.
That's fine.
Oh, God.
It's
I
my
know
turn
that tone.
Now.
I lived with that tone in college. Lord help me.
That's okay. Payback's a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And she knows.
Vince, why don't you grab Vince? Grab the other ones there and read the ones under bizarre while she's looking.
Under bizarre.
You're bizarre.
So bizarre, we have summoner and summoned, witch and witch hunter, reanimator and the one who is dead, mad scientist and assistant, aliens, psychokinetic and relentless bully.
Aliens, just aliens.
It's aliens.
Nice.
How you doing? I'm a face hugger. How you doing? I'm gonna.
No, we're gonna be the aliens from Sesame Street. Bring. Brr.
I used to have a shirt of that.
I'm going to steal one of the ones, and I'm going to do a relationship between Christy and Mike.
Yes.
It's going to be family.
We are family. We do that joke every time.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then I give you this, right?
Yep.
It's hard not to be, you know.
So Christy and I are family.
Yay.
You're up for a sign of
okay.
Well, Vince goes first, so.
So we have parent and child, bickering married couple, vying for the head of the family, siblings, and possibly old ancestor or bewildered descendant, or overprotective parent and child kidnapped as an infant.
You're welcome, Christy.
Yay!
Let's see.
I'm sorry, there had to be horny teenagers somewhere. It's a horror movie trope.
Yeah.
All of these are.
Because I want to make sure we have something dark in here. I put a dark relationship between Christy and Alicia.
Well, that's nothing new.
He means in-game.
Okay.
Now you have to roleplay.
All right, Danny, read the dark ones for us while David's working on his
over
there.
We're in college
controller
again.
Fall, replacement, and the one who suspects something. Cursed victim. The one who placed the curse. Investigator, person with something to hide. Mysterious stranger, local, who befriends them. Famous author, insane.
Hello, misery.
Hey, you figured that one out, did you?
So, David, you can either add...
I have a
either,
great love for Kathy
clarify
Bates.
One of the relationships that started. Like,
my mother kind of
the relationship.
We have family.
Family.
Dark.
Dark relationship and a bizarre relationship with you.
And you can do your own if you want.
Or you can go ahead and give a starter relationship between you and I, between you, or between Dan and Kitty, Kitty and Joseph.
I think I'm going to put I'd like to see a criminal relationship between Joseph and Kitty.
Joseph and Kitty have a criminal relationship.
Kitty always looks like a criminal.
I don't know.
It's just part of who I am on the inside.
And then pass that over to Kitty. And Kitty, read the choices under criminal.
It's not going to take that long.
Kidnapper, victim. Kidnapper, victim. Hidden agenda. / the dupe unwittingly helping them. Rich elderly person, caretaker stealing from them. Murderer. / the one who knows what you did. Fraudulent faith healer / true believer. Or grave robbers.
So I am going to further the dark relationship between Christy and Alicia. They are now the controller and a thrall. Whoa!
So write that on your card there, controller and thrall.
Rock, paper, scissors for
What kind of relationships do we have going on here?
We have family.
Family and criminal and bizarre.
Criminal and bizarre. And Joseph and I don't have anything.
Lack of two.
On shoot.
I don't think Vince and David have anything either, do you?
The winner takes which one?
The winner takes whichever
controller?
They want.
Okay.
I said it was rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You know, we have some dice you can roll. You can roll dice. Ready? Dice are pretty clear. I'm
one, two,
saying.
Three, go.
Okay.
One, two,
sorry,
three,
I'm
go.
Distracted by the intense game of rock,
I noticed.
Scissors.
I should have added a lizard Spock in there.
I don't like that.
I just can't help but notice we have all these dice for determining things, and yet they decided to do rock, paper, scissors instead.
Okay.
It was more intense.
So, I'm going to put a...
There you go.
Oh, there you go then. Blah.
Bizarre relationship between me and Danny.
All right.
Danny's
bizarre.
Danny's
got
Johnny Sausage.
He's got two bizarre relationships.
It's not kidding. Wrong with
okay, which number was that?
A six.
That's a six.
That's a six.
All right.
I'm gonna use up some of those fours and put under the family between Christy and Mike. You will be siblings.
Oh. All right, we're siblings.
Siblings? That's the most normal relationship we have.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I'm going to give
Cersei.
Joseph and Kitty a three for their criminal relationship. Rich elderly person, caretaker stealing from them.
How did I see that happening? For those
what
of you who
that?
Don't know.
Huh?
What number was that?
Three.
On the podcast listening here. I am a nursing technician.
Well, maybe
none
you'll
of
be,
this happens in real life.
Maybe you'll be the rich elderly person. Maybe you'll be the rich elderly person.
And she's almost young enough to be Joseph's natural child. So.
Yeah, it's her turn.
Yeah, we established that upstairs. We decided that Christy could be my mom.
So. Oh, God, shut up.
Yeah, let's just make everyone feel older than they
are. Is that how we're going with it?
They're both younger than me.
Joseph and I don't have anything. Vince and David don't have anything. Okay. And Danny has two bizarre relationships on either side.
You can take advantage of me.
David and I need. I can do an old person, but
what
if you want to
Vince and I need a relationship.
David and I need a relationship. We need to
know what you say.
What do we not have? We don't have professional. We don't have.
Make sure I heard that.
Professional, I think. Is the only one we don't have any of.
Professional is the only one we do not have.
Okay.
Yeah, let's give you... Is there any twos left? Yeah. Let's give y'all a two of professional.
All right, and pass that over to Vince and let Vince read the choices under professional while Alicia's working.
So professional, we have priest, parishioner, psychiatrist, patient, sheriff and deputy, professional rivals, doctor / patient with a secret, unscrupulous business owner and protege.
You guys have to be number one.
Well,
but
there is
number one. Yeah. Just remember, though,
the last
Vince
person,
is a teenager.
I'm a teenager, yeah. So me being a psychiatrist,
unless I'm the patient.
Yeah, I just say, you could be the patient.
Yeah. Now, the last person in this round does get to choose whichever, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Which will be Kitty.
Kitty.
All right, what are you doing there, Alicia?
Choose what?
It does. Oh, the dice don't matter for you for your last pick.
That's what I thought.
For you, it does.
I'm defining the relationship between Vince and David. Their professional relationship, I am choosing doctor and patient with a secret.
Mm-hmm. So that makes David automatically the doctor.
Yep, so you have to be the doctor.
Okay.
Unless I'm
Doogie Howser, you know what I mean?
You have VD.
It's lupus.
Why do you want to give
it's
me...
It's never lupus!
Christy, like, why do you
this
want
is a horror movie! It's lupus!
Except for the one time it was lupus.
I know! It's like it's never lupus.
I feel like Christy was trying to give me something.
Well, all right, so we needed to find two bizarre relationships, and we don't have anything.
Have a relationship
nope. Not yet.
Yep. Sickness by
that
sickness.
Is the point of our podcast, educating young minors everywhere.
And if you're a minor and you're listening to this, you need to stop immediately.
Yeah. Go home and go to bed. Don't do drugs and stay in the school.
And no grapefruiting.
The girls are not going to make out.
Or cheesy.
Move along.
I don't know. Do we want to have a romantic relationship between Mike and Joseph?
Yes.
Yes.
You got a lot of fours, and that's the reason I'm basing it on.
Alright, we're romantic.
Cool. I'm so happy for you guys.
Alright.
I was romantic at the last one.
So I need to pick my house.
So you can clarify either of those bizarre.
You're always romantic
you can
to your wife.
Clarify the romantic relationship, yeah. And that's pretty much your choices.
Cool.
Bizarre or
romantic.
Alright, so I'm going to clarify the bizarre relationship between me and Dan. As mad scientist and assistant.
Well, you're already a doctor.
So you're probably the mad scientist.
So there you go.
Probably. I'm
Dr.
Totally
mad
cool with
scientist.
That.
Somebody needs to write that down.
Are
on
you mad?
Card.
I'm furious.
Not that card. Oh. Over here. Bizarre or romantic?
So not only is he my doctor, he's a mad scientist.
Mm-hmm. Don't judge
wow.
me for my hobbies.
Right. What do we have undefined?
Bizarre and relationship and romantic.
Dan and I need a more specific relationship.
Oh, do y'all?
No, they're good.
Mad scientist and assistant.
Yeah. Well, Dan and Kitty need one, and Joseph and I.
Yep. Yeah, since you're the doctor, make assistants for me. Give it all to Dan.
Ooh.
Which is perfect. Assistant for mad
yeah.
I have a great idea for y'all. Unless Vincent fills it in.
That's not Vincent.
I'm sorry.
I don't
unless
think
Mr. Cool. Danny fills it in.
Oh, I'm filling it in.
All right, what are you giving us?
Here, have the horny teenage couple.
Another
again?
One?
Another one?
Well, it is a horror.
I was going to make him the stalker and victim. I think that would have been funny.
And then you get both? To fill ours.
Okay.
So I'm the older sibling.
You could be younger.
Not if I'm controlling the other teenager
oh, okay.
over here.
No, you're... Wait, I thought you picked, you're the controller.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, like, she won and she chose Thrall, so.
So?
I think you're
she could be older.
But she's a teenager.
Oh,
yeah. Psychokinetic,
teenagers
relentless
right
bully.
I'm somebody who can set fires with their mind.
The
fire starter also.
Fire starter.
Yeah. Telekinetic, move stuff with your mind.
Yeah, pull things up, those types of things.
Fire starter.
Jean Grey.
Why would somebody be mean to somebody who can do that stuff?
Because people are
well,
stupid.
Well, that's actually
called that the Stephen King.
That was the whole premise. That was the whole premise for Carrie. He was actually working as a janitor, and he noticed that they had tampon dispensers in the
those are really
in the locker room, and so
he
that's
didn't
where
know what they were.
And he kind of saw that had this whole idea of the scene of a bunch of girls teasing another one, telling her plug it up with the tampons, and that was the scene
like
of the movie.
I feel like I remember that somewhere.
That's where the whole premise of the entire book came from, that one little nugget.
Huh. Interesting.
This has been another useless fact.
Hey, you know we're waiting for you, and you're staring off into space.
Look at the paper. Look at the paper.
Okay.
You have a bizarre relationship. This is the only thing you can look at, and define as a
that's
two
the only
six.
Thing I can look at.
No distractions. Kitty's easily
you think
distracted.
So?
And it's your relationship, so...
Dead?
You were dead.
Brought back to life?
Billy Piper.
Okay.
Which is really funny.
Number three, Reanimator / the one who was dead. I'm a rich dead person, though.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because you're not dying and passing on your inheritance.
All right, now we're going to move on to needs.
Oh, she's passing.
Objects. Needs, objects, and locations. And David,
maybe
for you, each... relationship will have only one of these. One deed, object, or location, not one of each.
I still get my checks every month.
It's all your buying groceries.
This makes you want to play Grave Robbers from Outer Space. This is a
okay.
card game.
So I'm going to take one of the threes.
All right.
And I'm going to do a location between me and Mike. That's going to be St. Gertrude's Catholic Church and Cemetery.
It would actually be graveyard since it's attached to a church.
That's not what it says. I'm going off of what the paper says.
I'm just saying.
Obviously, it's not attached.
That's the distinction.
To cross the street.
That's the whole category? Is the category of the location?
Yeah, that's the category.
All right, and...
What do they have under that?
Church sanctuary, the priest office with the secret entrance.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That is awesome.
And then a bunch of other places.
Hello, Walter boy.
Boys.
Boys.
Or horny teenage lovers.
Are you afraid
of me? Oh, dear.
We're going to hell.
We won't driving. Be alone.
Well, we'll have friends.
I'm right? not.
All right, let's give...
No, you've already been there and you came
let's
back.
Give, let's give David and Vince a number four need, the need to kill.
Sweet. That's
yeah. And would you read Wait. The choices under to kill? Yes.
We have as many people as possible. Entire cause. The entire family. Your secretly hated lover. The one who isn't really alive anyway. The one asking too many questions, and the local celebrity.
That's weird. Doctor and patient. That's a strange.
Where's the second page for locations?
What?
Second page for locations.
Some of that.
It's the only one that has something printed on the back. It threw me off.
So we have a location and a need.
Well, depending on what you, what someone picks. Or you can add more locations to, or needs to other people. Aren't there
this
objects
is a pretty
well?
Good one so
yes,
far.
Yes, there are
we're
objects
have an
as
object
well.
Still.
You've done well with we'll the choices.
We have a need, we have a location, we do not have any objects listed yet.
It is your turn, Christy.
I know, I'm thinking.
Making sure you
That's
have
what that smell is.
Other thoughts.
Burning brain?
Yep.
No, that smell.
It is
I was wondering why I was hungry.
Warm over here.
I thought it was just, you know, cards.
I'm just going to say that this side of me is freezing, this side, hot.
We can't pick the ones.
Yeah.
And she would have to do it last. So we can't pick the haunted house on Elm Street.
I know, it makes me so sad.
That does fill me with a
read the, read the things under there so we'll see what we're missing.
No, you can't. Because
the haunted house
one
on Elm Street in the attic,
your location.
The room beneath the stairs, the old ballroom with the organ. The locked room in the basement, the shed, and the closet with the chains.
Closet with the chains.
We can't do that.
We
can't
do it because we have no ones.
No, there's no way to do that one.
She can.
No, because she will be the last one.
I'm the last one.
Someone else will have to choose the general category first.
Oh, so we can't even choose the house.
No.
There's no haunted house.
There's no haunted house, or there's no whatever number one is on the objects.
Yeah.
There's no one of anything.
Maybe we should reevaluate what we picked the first time around.
No.
We've gone too far.
That's the whole point with rolling the dice and limiting those choices.
Okay, what the hell? I'm going to go with a number five for object.
Whoa. That is it for the fives.
And who
which
you
is
it?
Horrifying.
Who are you giving it to?
I'm going to give it to Vince and Alicia.
Vince and Alicia have a horrifying object. And Vince, would you read what the horrifying objects for are while Alicia's working?
I can do that if you
want. All right, go ahead.
All right, horrifying objects. Glove with knives on the fingers.
Great.
Dolls that look like your family members.
Yay!
Mirror that reflects things that aren't there.
I like that.
Cell phone that receives calls from dead people.
Yeah, I like that one.
A shrine to murder victims. A suit sewn from human skin.
What I'm talking about.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Oh, I saw the best meme the other day, even though it was
Snow White over the well. Yeah.
Yeah, my first Snow White like looking over the well. But my first thought was, isn't that her stepmom that would be having that whole conversation? But yeah.
So, Joseph and I have a location that needs to be further defined, St. Gertrude's Catholic Church.
You just want to get rid of one of those tubes.
We have a horrifying object that needs to be defined, and we don't have any needs yet, so.
I am needed.
Oh, we have a need to kill.
Oh, we do have a need.
Yeah.
We need to define the need to kill then, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll go ahead and do that. So I have to
no pressure.
Choose two through six.
Two, yeah. three,
correct.
Four, or six.
Oh, well, yeah,
okay.
No fives.
No fives.
No fives.
I used the last one. Wah-ha.
Blamey.
Or you can leave that open if she wants to choose the first one, but she may have another idea.
I don't know. I haven't seen the paper yet.
Yes.
Do what you feel is right.
We have lots of fours.
We are going to die.
If you want to... fours look good, too.
Eventually.
I don't know. I kind of want to give... Don't worry. I kind of want to go ahead and give a weapon to me and Christy.
Okay.
I think we need one.
All right.
We need a weapon.
Object weapon.
Need a weapon.
And what are the weapons? Read those
real quick.
A weapon
is number 2.
And what are the weapons?
The weapons, one, a gun with silver bullets, or a sharpened wooden stake, piano wire, an axe, a chemical formula, and a cat of nine tails. Kinky.
We can't do a chemical formula or a gun with silver bullets. We don't have those left.
Who needs those? Oh,
so I'm going to give a 3, a paranormal object to somewhere on Johnny's sausage's side. He needs a ton of paranormal. which side
does.
Do you think?
He's a demon.
Well, it works already. Either way.
Yeah,
he brought somebody back from the dead. Mm-hmm. He's a mad scientist, and I'm his assistant.
All right, this side.
So what do you got?
Paranormal.
A paranormal object. Okay.
Of some sort.
That sounds
and
right.
The chainsaw, Danny, is listed under the items from the hardware store.
Wow.
It is in there.
It is. Yeah, but that's
but
those
are
number
that's
one. Also number one.
So
we can't have a chainsaw.
Have access to that.
And we also can't have silver bullets, so if someone's a werewolf, they're pretty safe. Well, we could still have silver bullets. They just can't be one of those special objects.
I think I'm going to have to go with the mysterious one.
He threw it at
should,
you.
Should I read those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, these are objects, right? So, mysterious objects.
We need more.
Ancient grimoire. Body drained of blood. An incredibly old sealed door. A manila envelope filled with pictures of it, in quotation marks.
Oh.
A map to a location in the woods.
Yeah, did I miss that?
It says words.
Oh, yeah, it should be woods.
Okay, I figured. Just checking. Or a creepy changing painting.
So now we're that makes us a little full on objects. We need to focus on needs.
So who got that object there?
I'd go to either you guys or...
Christy and I don't have anything yet.
Joseph and Kitty or Christy and Mike.
Oh, let's give you guys the ancient grimoire.
You just choose the top. Are you giving... Who are you giving that to?
Mysterious object.
Christy.
So you're just giving us a mysterious object.
Mysterious object, yes. Right.
Yes.
And you don't decide which one under it. You just get the.
Oh, I just say it's a mysterious object.
And then the next
right.
person gives, clarifies that.
So I need to hand this to the little one. Okay. Cool.
The little one?
Yeah, you need to be the one.
I am ferocious!
You're a kitty. How ferocious is a kitty, really?
It's mysterious.
Yes.
I have
a kitty
to do
is
it.
Mysterious.
I have to give Mike and Joseph a 2.
We've already.
Priest
oh yeah.
Office
okay. Yeah.
With the secret entrance.
So now we know where. Now we know where we go.
Sorry, it's heavy.
Where we first met. You were wrong for that.
Oh, backdoor jokes.
You had any question about where you're going after you die?
More than one.
Now you know.
Through the back door.
We got the. This is a object of mysterious nature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and so we need we. We're low on needs and locations, right? We only have one of each of those.
Yeah.
I thought Ouija board was spelt with a W.
Nope.
No.
O-U-I-J-A. It just sounds like a Ouija.
Milton Bradley
I
just heard
it
spell something weird.
O-I-U-G-A.
You might be right.
It's O-U-I...
It's just from the French word for yes. No, I'm kidding. I'm making that up.
I know you are.
And the German word for yes.
Yeah, it's French and German for yes. Yes, yes.
It's a yes, yes board.
Yes in French, yes in German.
All right, are you thinking or are you just looking at the paper? Because I don't know what you're doing.
A little bit of both.
I don't smell anything.
We need to define our mysterious object. They need to define their horrifying object.
And we don't have anything.
We don't have a need to kill.
And you need to define your paranormal object. And you and Joseph don't have anything.
Okay,
we need
so
needs and locations.
I want to do a location. Where do I find them?
On the page that says location at the top.
She wants to know where to locate
that one.
That one right there. You can only do 2, 3, 4, or 6. So don't even look at 1 and 5.
2, 3.
We have lots of fours.
What are 2, 3, 4, and 6 under locations, Joseph?
Transport, out on Highway 10, the town of Creeper.
And St. Gertrude Catholic Church and Cemetery.
Which we already had one.
Just the town in general might be good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
We got excited for a second, and then you denied us.
All right, we need to go.
We're all excited.
I know, but we're all waiting.
Silence kills.
Okay, I'm not going to have silence, though, so I'm just going to keep talking. And can I use the last three, maybe?
You can use a 4 or a 6 or a 2 or 3.
Yes, you can use the last three. What is 3?
I'm going to St. Gertrude's Catholic Church and Cemetery.
We already have one of those. You don't need two of those?
Oh, do we? Where's
the another one?
Is it defined?
Yes.
Which one?
Priest office with a secret entrance. You can do another one. And this whole thing will end up being in the church.
Yeah, let's know.
Let's not do that.
We're already looking
okay,
south.
Okay, so we can do
one.
Number...
The town,
4.
The town's location is not necessarily...
For who?
Out on Highway 10.
For who? Who is that for?
This one.
Oh, for us.
Joseph apparently. And Kitty have the location out on Highway 10.
Weird. Hey, isn't that where St. Gertrude's?
Give me the rest of those, please.
Oh.
Out
sure.
on Highway 10 are the Carnival Midway, Joe's Diner, the Horner Garage, but the inn has fallen off, so it now says the Horror Garage. The Arbor Rest Motel, Miss Mabel's Gentleman's Club, and the Screaming Chicken Biker Bar.
Oh, that sounds awesome. All
right, who are we missing a major category?
We don't have anything.
Y'all two? We only have one need for a major category.
That's what I was going to do, is a need.
But we have
blessings.
Thank you.
We have several objects to be defined.
Okay, between David and Dan, I'm gonna put the category to control.
What number is that? Six.
2.
The need to control.
The need to control.
Look at how nice my handwriting is.
But we don't know what we need to control.
Oh, I forgot to dot my
You need to control number 4, the sheep in this town.
There we go.
Now you know.
Kinda goes good with Johnny.
And he gets to be evil again. Imagine that.
Need to control
the sheep
in this town, specifically.
And,
in this
we have
town.
A paranormal
and not,
object.
And not literal
here.
Sheep, but yeah. I mean, unless you want to make them literal sheep.
Maddie.
That is exactly what I thought it was. But now we have a little bit of flexibility there.
So we have three objects out there that we need to
define. Mysterious.
And
paranormal and
need to kill
horrifying
and horrifying.
Yeah, we need something to kill.
We need to define the need to kill, and we need to.
Oh, 4 objects. Sorry.
We have lots of
and
lots
the location
objects.
Out on Highway 10.
This is the first. Usually we barely have one object.
Yeah, I know.
We never use them.
I know.
Well,
the
last
one time
one,
with
yeah.
the sniper rifle.
Yeah, the sniper rifle. Yeah.
We took the whole story.
Yeah, we only have 3 numbers left. We have 3, 4, and 6.
3, 4, 6. 3, 4, 6. 3, 4, 6.
That's she's barking the ones.
9.
No, we don't have any nines.
No, we don't have none unless you add the 3 and the 6.
But we have a 3 and a 6.
That would work well. And then we have...
Well, if it'll work well, do it.
A weapon. I'm looking at my options, dude.
There's not that many.
Read your options.
Just go with your first one.
Like the menu at McDonald's. Kind of know what you got.
You have to look at it every time.
She does every time.
Do you?
You never know. I'm gonna stick
you're that person. You're that person. I'm like, it's McDonald's. Burgers, fries, chicken nuggets.
It's like a number 4 to go.
Zach's about the same way, too.
What if I have a different...
Like, what
I have
shape
to look at the
chicken
picture.
Sometimes they get new stuff.
The pictures are the same as they were the last time.
I know, but what if my
usually that's only one thing a month. That doesn't take you long to look at.
Really, we're just trying to pass time without resorting to the Jeopardy tone.
Which might not be. Well, let's just have I start staring at Christy. I mean,
yeah.
That
please
usually
stare
works.
At the Christy.
No,
stare
no.
at the Christy. Stare at the Christy.
Like a clown.
Stare at the Christy.
You know this is counterproductive.
I know, but it's
but it's
funny.
Horribly entertaining.
We're having a blast.
Okay, to kill.
See, a mockingbird. Is that an option?
No. The one who isn't really alive anyway.
Makes sense to me.
All right.
Just so you know.
So it
if
sounds
I
like,
die, your check stops.
Sounds like maybe Johnny Sauces did that on the side without Dr. Horatio knowing.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I don't know. I don't even know my first name. I don't even know what sex I am.
Austin. Fuck you, but...
Yes.
Apparently.
We've kind of been guided a certain route, just saying.
How do you feel?
Yeah, dirty.
Yes, kind of.
Apparently he feels horny.
I'm sneaking in and out of the priest's office to have sex, apparently.
So I guess you're a boy.
That was one of my favorite parts of Detroit Rock City.
I'm a teenager. He's a teenager.
No, we're both teenagers. He's not going to be a priest.
And I also priest, got horny.
The location is in the priest's room.
He can be a priest acolyte.
Yeah, they're both acolytes. Yeah. That's what it is.
Anyway.
Neither of them have to be a priest.
They just have to be in the priest's room.
I know. Why would you?
I played a semi-gay person last time. I think I'll just be a girl this time.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay, so you're my sister.
You could be a nun.
I just want to point out that you can be an acolyte.
Actually,
woman.
There are teenage nuns, you know.
Or a girl. There's
that's
no
just
age.
Too wrong.
There's
a teenage
no
nun just sneaking a guy into the church.
I was a teenage horny nun.
Stop looking at my download history.
That's another podcast all of itself.
We should write that fiasco. I was a horny teenage nun.
We already had a fiasco where we were trying to kill a nun, weren't you?
That was trying to wrap it up. Everybody's John. Everybody's Joe. Everybody's awful.
That was a blast.
Dude, I had so many cats in the bag.
All right, what's our last name, Abigail? I'm Miley. What's our last name?
Cyrus. Spell it different.
Cyprus.
Miley Cyprus.
M-I-L-L-E.
Miley Cyprus.
Come on. That's our name.
Hey,
no.
You got a pick.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
It's your turn.
So I'm going to clarify the location out on Highway 10 between Joseph and Kitty.
I'm excited.
You should be. You guys are going to be at a Screaming Chicken Biker Bar.
Which is a great place for an elderly
old dead woman
and a caretaker.
Okay, so
why does she always make me take her there?
Maybe she owns it.
You're not even allowed to go in.
She knows the.
That might be flexible.
Maybe she owns it.
Maybe she is the owner.
Maybe they don't card all that.
All right. Look, I think it's really important as a horny teenage couple that we have some kind of cell phone. Maybe ones that receive calls from dead people.
I agree.
So that's what we have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We need a paranormal object here. They've got an object there.
He used to find their objects.
And they don't.
We need a mysterious object.
Yeah. We both have... I have objects on both sides. One's a weapon, one's mysterious.
Okay. I've accidentally put a space between scream and in. So it's dashed.
So who still needs a mysterious object?
They might spell it.
Christy and I.
The sisters.
Three, four, or six.
Scream in the chicken.
Hey, that's another song.
Sisters.
You guys, I'm going to use up the last four and give you guys the ancient grimoire, because I'm bound to determine someone's going to read some nasty shit.
You don't need that
book. Like, if you find a book...
Yeah, Christy is very opposed to that.
Do not read
it. You don't need that. You get to choose.
Or if you do, be real meticulous about the enunciation.
No, you should just not read from the Book of the Dead. That's a bad idea.
It's either going to be a weapon or a paranormal object.
That works well since I have a thrall over here.
Okay, so give them a six for those two. You guys have a cat o' nine tails.
Yes!
Yes!
What is that?
I was...
It's a flogger.
Not it.
Barbs at the end.
Not it.
It's a flogger?
With barbs at the end, yeah.
Generally.
No, it's usually...
Just simplify it.
Yeah, you get to pick
what I have.
No, Christy, go ahead.
It's a short whip with nine heads. Barbs are optional.
Yes.
All right.
You need to choose
a paranormal object
for you,
and you can choose anything.
They said it was required.
The number of tails is what's required.
So we're going to take the Oculus.
Well, yeah, I was going to be a kind of 17.
A device for communicating with the dead, so I can talk to my mother.
Isn't that also a Ouija board? We already have that.
Oh, you know what it is? That was another typo. It's a V and not a C.
Ovulus. Awesome.
Okay, now that just brings up all kinds of other questions.
Now that makes me think someone's ready to impregnate
her. Maybe she needs to pick another one.
Okay, that is... Okay, here it is. It is an ovulus.
O-V?
Yep.
It is an ovulus?
Uh-huh. That sounds kind of obvious. O-V-I-L-U-S. It's called... It's a digital dowsing paranormal investigative...
Oh,
okay.
So it's a paranormal dictionary with a funny sounding name.
Pretty much.
Right, if you don't come up with a name, I'm going to get one. You're going to be stuck with it.
Woodbine.
I like Cypress. It worked great. Smiley Cypress.
Let me not do that name because, you know,
Reed.
My daughter.
Oh.
A little weird with the horny genius.
I am so sorry.
Wow. I'm just saying, there's a lot of names you can choose.
Just do this.
How about not Olivia?
Okay.
Any others?
If he has a creepy
Courtney.
Ex-girlfriend.
Courtney,
yeah.
Okay. Audrey.
I don't like those names anyway.
Put all the dice back in the middle of the table.
You use the same name all the time, right?
Every game.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and use the same name then.
Saunders.
I'm going to go Sophie.
Sophie.
Wait, maybe I should go with the same name I always go with. Kitty is somebody that could be old.
Yeah.
They could just be your
stripper.
No, it's short for Kitty.
You're Miss Kitty because you have like 42 cats. And.
Oh, had. That might be how she died.
That's why I'm in the chicken biking bar.
I've seen.